I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. More than 22,000 people have died in earthquake-devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. Emergency crews have made a series of dramatic rescues.
In Diyarbakir, a large crew of rescuers applaud after a woman, Sahabat Vali, and her son Serhat are rescued 4 days after the earthquake and move carefully to a waiting ambulance. However, with morgues and cemeteries overwhelmed in many areas of the Turkey quake zone, bodies lie wrapped in blankets, rugs and tarps in the streets of some cities. Temperatures remain below freezing across the large region. The government's distributing millions of hot meals as well as tents and blankets, but still struggling to reach many of the people in need. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Even though experts say trapped people can live for a week or more, the chances of finding survivors are dimming. I'm Ed Donahue.